What's up, delinquents? Welcome to Wednesday. Hump day.
Hump day?
Yeah. It is my garbage day. And I forgot to take the garbage out, so, you know, you gotta text the kids and be like, hello, children. Hello, children. Just like South Park. Hey, chef. And just be like, yeah, I forgot to take the garbage out. Can you do that for me? And they're gonna forget, and I'm gonna have overflowing garbage. So that's gonna be a good week. Also, this is fun. I got a letter posted to my door in my mailbox yesterday that said there's gonna be lead in the water. Like, the main water line's gonna have lead in it. And they just, like, you know, nonchalantly just, you know, put it to the door like it's not a fucking problem. Lead. Okay? I had better water in Afghanistan. The fuck? Oh, we're replacing the water lines, blah, blah, blah. This is what you can do. You can get filters. You can drink bottled water. Are you paying for the bottled water, bitch? Have you seen how expensive fucking bottled water is? Man, you gotta be freaking kidding me. But at least, I mean, it's not gonna take too long. It's only going from this week until August. Oh, man. The world's going to shit. You guys know that, right? Like, how is there still lead in the water? How is lead even an option? How is that even a possibility? Old pipes, maybe? I guess? Be like, oh, yeah, just run it. Just run your tap. If you're pregnant, don't drink it. Don't cook with it. Don't boil it, because it just dissolves the lead. So what? If you use cold, what do you have to do? Chew it before you swallow it? What an absolute shit show. I can't... Life is fucking shit right now, man. It is horrible. It's not... It's worth living, but I'm not... It's not worth living! Okay, it's worth living. Man, I'm going to my 6-week doctor's appointment today so they can clear me on my back. And then I'm going straight to the fucking gym. I'm not going straight to the gym, but... I'm going to sign up for a gym, and I'm going to bust my guts, man. Bust them out, man. I got to get this pain. It's like a lingering pain. Like, it's there, but it's not pain. It's just annoying and uncomfortable. Just an adjutant, you know? Every now and then, there'll be like a pinch of, like, pain. But I'm taking things for it. And I'm afraid if I stop taking things, I'm going to be, like, miserable. They told me I shouldn't be taking any anti-inflammatories. Because there's a blood possibility. Like a bleeding thing. I don't bleed. I bleed, but I don't bleed like that, you know? And I don't bruise either, so... It is what it is, you know? Fucking shit. I don't know. Everything's so awkward. This Biden's America is fucking post-apocalyptic, damn near. Minus the atom bombs and everything on fire. Nothing is getting fixed. I'm looking at these roads right now. Didn't he pass an infrastructure bill like 3 fucking years ago? Why are my roads still shit? And I live in a Democratic state, by the way. So shouldn't the Democratic states be like, okay, we're going to fix your shit first. Why? Because you vote blue. Fuck, man. Everything sucks. I'm driving around this 2004 Hyundai hoopty, right? I got a job that pays well. But it pays well in, like, 2018. You know? 2020. Before this fuck showed up, it paid well. You know? Because I got a raise, yeah. And a significant one, too. Like, really good. Really good. But here I am in this economy, and the economy sucks, okay? Don't tell me it's good. Go buy a house right now, okay? Go try to get a loan right now. You can't. You're not going to... You could have perfect fucking credit. You're not getting a loan. You're not getting a loan with a fucking interest rate of 3 under 6. You're not getting that. You're not getting it. VA loans? Even VA loans are up. Thanks, vets. Thanks for fighting for our country so Joe Biden can turn it to shit. Man, what they're doing, it's ridiculous. How do you not see this? If you're still a Democrat in 2024, how? How are you a Democrat in 2024? It makes no sense to anyone that has a brain. Nothing is good. Nothing is better. What is better right now? Please tell me. Nothing. Ain't shit better. Nothing. Not a damn thing. Joe Biden is a devil, man. The dude is a demon. Or he's just letting things happen. How many wars have started under Joe Biden's watch? Two that I can think of? At least two. That's insanity to me. And China's like right there on the door doing shit to Taiwan. Absolutely nuts, man. Absolutely insane. If you vote for Biden, fuck you. Like, seriously. Why are you doing that? Why would you vote for this fucking ass clown again? Trump, he can't even get out of New York because he's got this stupid court case. And they're trying to hit him with contempt of court for defending himself. Everyone's allowed to talk shit about Trump, but when Trump talks shit, then, oh, that's frowned upon. You can't do that. You're violating your gag order. You're putting gag orders on the President of the United States, the ex-President of the United States, the former, whatever the fuck you say. Right? Free speech still exists, last time I checked. There should be no gag order for anything, unless you're talking about, like, court-specific things. I get that. Like, if you're talking about, like, proceedings or juror number four, you know, something insane like that. I get that. Because, right, the justice is blind, supposedly. Not in New York! Not in New York! Man, I'm so pissed off. The anger that I have seething under my skin for people like the Squad, AOC, Agent of Chaos. They're just testing the boundaries to see how much shit they could get away with. And they could get away with a lot. They're the minority of the Democratic Party, and they're dictating everything the Democratic Party does. They're fucking the Green New Deal. Yeah, Green New Deal. Yeah, fucking stop carbon emissions. Yeah. They're fucking watermelons, man. They're watermelons. They're green on the outside, the red on the inside. Red communist red. These fucking people, man. They just want you to work. They want to tax the fucking shit out of you. And they want to tax you more if you make more. Which is fair to a point. But the only reason they want to tax you more is because they want to give more of your money away to foreign spending or government spending. Oh, look at the deficit. Look what Donald Trump did to the deficit. He at least gave money back to the American people. Okay? You're giving billions of dollars to fucking foreign agents, unaccounted for, not documented. Please give me a fucking receipt of the billions upon billions of dollars of shit that were given to Ukraine. With the billions of dollars that we've been given to Ukraine, they should have crushed Russia by now. We didn't have to spend a dime, by the way. We could have just shown up. We could have just been like, back the fuck up, Russia, okay? You could take Donetsk and whatever region you have already, and you're done. This is it. Back the fuck up. Back the fuck up. The Budapest Memorandum of 1994. Back the fuck up. You shouldn't have been doing any of this in the first fucking place. But here they are. Putin's killing people that are trying to run against him for president, right? Poisoning them, murdering them. Biden's trying to put people in prison. 91 indictments, saying that he's fucking racist when he's not. Show me one time that he said he was fucking racist. He denounces white supremacy at every angle. Every chance he gets, he denounces it. Every chance. Every time. Biden is the one with the racial jungle comments. Literally. Documented. Biden is the one that if you work at a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts, you have an Indian accent. Biden said that. Biden said he's got to put you back in chains in 2012. Biden said that. Biden wanted to keep bus routes segregated. Biden said that. Biden went to Richard Byrd's fucking funeral and gave a goddamn eulogy. He was a wizard of the KKK. Biden did that. And just because he served under Obama doesn't mean he likes black people, okay? Obama doesn't like black people. Obama is fucking Django, okay? That's what Obama is. He doesn't give a fuck about skin color. He wants everything segregated. Money is money. That's exactly how that works. It has never changed. Obama was the start to this shit. Moderate Democrats do not exist anymore. On any scale. Okay? The Bill Clintons, right? The fucking moderate Democrats. The Robert Kennedys. That's pretty much that's a moderate Democrat. The JFKs? Yeah. Fucking, yeah. That's it. Right there. Hello. Even Jimmy Carter, really. But, they don't exist anymore. The Democrats of today are progressive, socialist, Marxist, communist fuckheads. They want to take your money and give it to people that don't want to work. They want to make everybody equal. Everybody's living on the same field. You're making $1 million. You're making $1 million. You're making $1 billion. You live in the same size house as the guy that doesn't have a job. That's your fucking neighbor. That shit. And everyone's going to be huddled in a little ball so the government can see you. And everyone's going to take public transportation so everyone can be controlled. This is your food. These are your food stamps. This is your allowable limit. This is what you're allowed to drive. This is what you're allowed to eat. Fuck you. That's not the American dream. That's not how America works. America works like this. I'm going to get a fucking job. I'm going to work. I'm going to invest in things. I'm going to invest in myself. All the money that I make on the gambles of my life through life, liberty, and my pursuit of my own happiness, all the return comes to me. Do I pay government taxes? Yes. Do I have to pay more for people that don't want to pay taxes or get a job? Absolutely the fuck not. What I earn belongs to me. It's my pie. I made it. I bought the ingredients. Okay? I'll pay the taxes on the ingredients. But when I make the fucking pie, the pie is mine. You don't get to tax my pie. Everything is taxed everywhere. You got commercial taxing. You got things that are transported and they're taxed. And then you got state tax. And you got federal tax. And then you got produce tax. There's so many fucking taxes. It's ridiculous. All this money does not need to be, you know, grabbed by the government. The government doesn't need this much money. The only reason that the government needs this much money is to give Ukraine billions of fucking, upon billions of dollars. We have the largest military on the planet. We could do whatever the fuck we want. We could be like, back the fuck up, right the fuck now. Russia, like, seriously. You too, China. We don't give a shit about what you got. Oh, you have the largest navy? One of our fucking destroyers could fucking destroy your navy. It's not about numbers anymore. It's about technology, and no one has ours. Even though China tries to steal it all the fucking time. Okay? We just need to show up. We have bases everywhere, and we're not utilizing them. We're not utilizing them. In fact, we're giving them away. There was peace in the Middle East. Remember that? 18 months of no fucking deaths. No American deaths for 18 months. This old geriatric loser shows up and is like, okay, this fucking 13 dead overnight. Millions upon millions of people fucking murdered by the Taliban that we promised we were going to support and help and provide for. Give visas for. The people that actually fucking earned it. They fought with us. They translated for us. They put their lives and their families' lives in danger for the freedom of Afghanistan. And it was free, and we just gave it back. We had Bagram Air Force Base. We left billions upon billions of dollars of equipment there. China swooped in and grabbed all that shit. Biden is a fucking loser. He is a detriment to society in the United States. It's not even close. If you vote for this man, it makes zero sense to me. Zero sense. There are no Democrats anymore. The moderate Democrat is dead. Kyrsten Sinema, Joe Manchin, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK, the Bill Clintons, Gerald Fords, Jimmy Carter. The moderate Democrat doesn't exist anymore. They're insanely Marxist. If you call yourself a Democrat now, you might as well call yourself a communist. Okay? Nobody deserves equal portions. Okay? Not when it comes to life. Not when it comes to capitalism. I work more. Okay? I work more. I invest more of my time. I risk so much more than these people that do nothing, and they deserve the same amount as me? No. That's not how it works. Big government does not want you to have land. Big government does not want you to, like, have acreage or be isolated out in the middle of fucking nowhere. They don't want you to have that. They don't want you to have that. But they're selling fucking millions of acres to fucking China. China's buying acreage in America. Why? How's that possible? First of all, eminent domain, bitch. That's still a thing. That is still a legit thing. So whatever property China thinks they own, fuck that. Give it back to fucking pennies on the dollar. I don't give a shit. You're like, you're not allowed to have land in America if you're pressing up on Taiwan. You don't even want us over there. The one China policy, that shit? Yeah, you don't even want us over there. You're not getting land in fucking America. Get the fuck out of here. If you're a Chinese American, good, welcome, hello. Welcome to Western culture, okay? Welcome to where we're not fucking communist. If you're an immigrant that, you know, took the oath, raised your fucking hand, welcome to America, good for you, Melania Trump, shit like that, I get that. Hispanics that did it the right way, Africans that did it the right way, Europeans that did it the right way, love you, welcome, America for life, right? Great. Tell me why we're bringing fucking millions upon millions of people in here that don't like America, that say death to America. Because it's cheaper labor, one. And once you give them amnesty, there you got voters. You got, hey, Democrats, you fucking communist pigs. You got all the voters that you fucking lost because people woke up and found out that you're full of shit. Everybody woke up to the fucking Democrat blind side of segregation, Jim Crow, communist, racist bullshit. Just because you see people of color that call themselves Democrats, they don't... Djangos. They're all fucking Djangos. They don't give a shit about color. They only want to segregate it to make profit off of it. There's a reason why there's rural whites and there's poor black people in the inner cities and there's the fucking public housing and the food stamp. They need that shit. They need those numbers. They don't want you to fucking wake up and realize that you could work, make more money, get the fuck out of these dangerous areas where cops don't want to patrol anymore because all cops are bad. Cops don't want to fucking defend you if you look at them and spit in their fucking face, okay? But people are waking up from the illusion that the Republican Party is bad. They're starting to see that Democrats want you under fucking lock and key. They want you in the inner cities. They want the poor white people in rural communities. They want you leaning on the government for assistance. Why? Because you're accountable to them. You answer to them. You vote for them. You need them in order to exist. You don't. You don't. You can't survive on your own. You can be better. I'm not talking about disability, okay? I'm not talking about like you're hurt. I'm talking about you're fucking capable of being a better person and you choose not to be a better person. Why? Because the government gives you little scraps here and there and you're fine with those little scraps. And as long as you get those little scraps and you get that free housing in a fucking crime-ridden neighborhood, you're just going to exist until you fucking die. Stop doing that. Wake from the woke. Wake up. Wake up. The Democrat Party wants to control everyone. Big government wants to control everybody. We need to fucking wake the woke and realize that they could get up. You could get out of bed. You could make your own life. Liberty. Pursuit of happiness. It's always called the... Listen, it's a pursuit of happiness. You have to pursue it. You have to get up and go get it. It's not going to be given to you. The things that are given to you for free come with a price. And that price is horrible neighborhoods, no protection, bad housing, bad water, food stamps, under lock and key. You get scraps. You get table scraps when you are capable of so much more. The Democrats don't want you to be capable of so much more. The Democrats don't want you to be your own person and pursue your own happiness and get out of those public housing. They don't want you to be self-sufficient. They want you to lean on them. They want you asking for their help. Why? So they could give more of American taxpayer money to people like you. And unfortunately, there's more people like that that are just existing on the government dime. Stop. Wake up. Raise your kids the right way. These kids are insane. These anti-Israel protests are nuts. I don't care what you say. If you're pro-Palestine right now, you're pro-Hamas. It's not even fucking close, okay? It's not even close. You guys need to stop this, okay? You're gonna get fucking hurt. Gen X and older millennials are gonna come down on you so fucking hard. We're gonna meet you in the streets. We're going to meet you in the streets, and we're gonna beat your fucking ass. If I'm wearing a fucking shirt, right, and I'm going to make a shirt, it's gonna say "Veteran Jew." It's gonna have the American flag where the A is, and Jew, there's going to be a Star of David where the E is, and I'm going to walk all over the fucking place, and no one's going to get in my fucking way, no one, and if you do, and if you try to block my path, you're going to bleed, you're going to fucking bleed. If you put your hands on me, you're done. Your boys might get me in a rush, but not before I turn your head into a canoe, do you understand me? Tombstone reference. I'm not going to shoot anybody, just to be clear. I'm not doing that. But I have no problem beating the ever-living fuck out of somebody that impedes my path. And everybody should be doing this. Everybody. Why are Jews bad again? Why are these hate crimes happening against Jewish people? This anti-Semitic shit will not stand. Never again was not a joke. You know what the acronym for never again is? FAFO. Fuck around and find out. That's what never again is. Yeah, I'll put that on the back of the shirt. Never again with a yellow star. I can't. This isn't going to fucking happen. You're not going to put your fucking hands on me. You're not going to do shit to me. Someone's going to have a camera somewhere, and they're going to get me beating the ever-living shit out of you. If you burn an American flag in my presence, I'm going to take the flag, I'm going to wrap it around my fist while it's still on fire, and I'm going to beat the fucking shit out of people. If you do that with an Israeli flag, I'm going to wrap it around my other hand, and I'm going, while it's still on fire, and I'm going to beat the fucking living shit out of you. This isn't okay, Columbia University. This isn't okay, UIC, Harvard, Yale, you fucking ignorant motherfuckers out there. You little pieces of shit. I'm sorry you weren't raised the right way. I'm sorry you weren't raised the right way. Oh my God, I'm sorry, there's a goose in the street. I'm trying to chase him. Go. Go. Go, go, go. Go, go, go. Go, 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 go. Go, go, goose. Go. 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 So Sorry, I chased a goose off the street. Oh man, I was chasing a goose off the street. He was just nonchalantly walking in the middle of fucking traffic, and I'm sitting there. I'm like braked and shit. I'm like, okay, goose, this isn't gonna happen. See, I love Canadians, man. Oh man, I don't know. How long am I talking? 25 minutes. By the way, I'm driving. If you haven't figured that out already. But we, oh man, we're at a boiling point, man. I thought like maybe 3 years ago I was saying the same kind of shit. Like, we're at a boiling point. These Democrats are fucking evil. They hate Republicans. We're a cult. Because we want to live our own fucking lives. We don't want to answer to fucking anybody. We'll pay our taxes, I know, even though they're fucking ridiculous. We're paying state taxes. Like I said, state, federal, tax season. Fucking, we're paying taxes on things that are already taxed. But whatever. Enough of that, okay? Those laws have been passed, apparently. Which is fucking stupid, but whatever. The American Revolution was fought over less. I've said this 1,000 times, but whatever. We're going to do what we want to do, okay? Republicans don't give a shit about how you live your life. It's when you try to affect our life because you're not happy with the way we live our life. Hey, if you want to be a lesbian, great. If you want to be trans, great. If you want to be a Democrat, great. If you want to be whatever race, religion, gender, or sexual preference, fan-fucking-tastic. But when I decide to be a straight white guy that's a conservative Republican, you look at me like I'm a fucking terrorist and I need to be put the fuck down like a dog. Oh, you're part of a cult. Oh, you need to stop. Oh, you're fucking evil. Yeah. If I want to own a gun, hell no, you're not allowed to own a gun. If you want to own a gun, we're like, fine. If you don't want to own a gun, we're like, fine. If we do something that the Democrats are against, they want us to stop doing it. Fuck off. You don't understand how freedom works, bitch. Okay? Fuck off. Leave us alone. We leave you alone. The only reason we're not leaving you alone now is because you're fucking up society. Completely. You evil shits. You are corrupting our children. You are indoctrinating our students in college. I can't fathom why New York City, okay? New York City has these ignorant children and even adults saying these things. The most fucking genocidal shit since the Holocaust. Antifa is the solution. People holding up signs by Jewish rallies, pro-Israel rallies, saying these people are next. Saying we are Hamas. Glory to Hamas. Hamas, we support you. Iran, we support you. Get the fuck out of here. That's not free speech. That's hate. That's hate speech. Okay? That's not free speech. If I'm standing outside and it's like, I don't believe in what Israel is doing. I'm against the war in Israel. I think Israel's wrong. Free speech. Okay? Cool. If I say Israel needs to burn Tel Aviv to the ground, all Jews must die from the river to the sea, there's only one solution, Antifada revolution, Hamas, we support you, saying, I am Hamas, that's a fucking terrorist group, that's hate speech, that's not free speech. Democrats defend it as free speech. Weird. I find that weird, because Donald Trump can't say fucking two words outside of court to defend himself, because he's got a gag order. Donald Trump isn't allowed to speak, but you got these youths falling under the fucking thin veil, apparently, of First Amendment rights of free speech, saying the most hateful shit, blocking Jewish students, impeding their right to, like, just walk. They're chaining themselves up, blocking visibly Jewish students from doing anything. Yeah, that's borderline fucking assault, okay? Not going to happen. Punch him in the fucking nose. Everyone thinks they're high and mighty, and everyone has a fucking plan until they get punched in the fucking mouth. Punch him in the mouth. I'm not kidding. We are done with these fucking children. We are done with the democratic cancer mindset ideology. That needs to be fucking cut from the brain and the culture that is the American society. America is the greatest project to ever fucking exist, and we succeeded, and we're getting eaten apart from the inside by Marxist fuckheads that are screaming, socialism is better, when they've never experienced it. Why do you think people from China want to come here? Legally. Why do you think people from fucking Venezuela and shit want to come up here? For freedom. They want to live the American dream. And we're being fucking eaten apart by people that, you know, read the Cliff Note version of fucking Lenin and Marx and Karl Marx. They probably, right now, they're probably reading Mein Kampf thinking, you know what? Great idea. Holy absolute. You guys are nuts, man. It's insane to me. It's insane to me that America has gotten so low because of thy minority group of these far left agitators. Someone's got to be funding these Columbia groups. I'm telling you, someone's got to these anti-Israel protests where they cover their face like fucking cowards. Someone out there is funding it. I got my finger at Soros, probably. That brown shirt piece of shit. Look it up. Look it up. Anyway, delinquents, we're going to be fine. We might have to fucking fight a little bit. We might have to, you know, discipline these children. Discipline our fucking culture. And we will. Okay? This hate speech isn't allowed to fucking just exist without someone getting slapped in the goddamn mouth for it. And I volunteer as fucking tribute. All right. I love you. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.